What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
4:03 in the Motor City, hour number three. Mikey back on Monday. Everybody else is here. And this, the highlight of the week, it's Who Said It?
That's right, guys. It is Who Said It. Jeff Rieger is dancing around like a little child in the studio. He is excited for this game.
That's a great game.
He's going to be horrible at it, I guarantee it.
Oh, listen, I will make you a wager right now. I will get at least one right.
That doesn't count.
Oh.
One. A participation trophy.
Right.
Well, I mean, have you seen me as an athlete?
It's true.
Thank you.
You're a great golfer.
I have my moments.
All right, guys, you ready?
Yep.
Number one. I mean, the idea here of Tim Tebow. Let me start over. I mean, the idea here of Tim Hardaway Jr. We're not going to hold a parade, but that's a guy that shows up and shoots.
One more time, David, in English.
I mean, the idea here of Tim Hardaway Jr. We're not going to hold a parade, but that's a guy that shows up and shoots.
That, you know what? I don't want to go first. Rieger,
all right.
You're the guest.
You go. I am honored. I am privileged. I'm thinking of three different dudes. So when that happens, you should probably go with your gut, your first choice, right? Correct?
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking Cookies potentially, Jansen maybe, but I'm going to go David's favorite, Scott the Gator Anderson.
Kenneth?
I heard it in Cookie Smarm language. Like, you know when you hear something in Wojo voice and you can't unhear it? I heard it in Cookie Smarm language, so I'm going to say Cookies.
Damn it.
Yeah. You know what? I'm thinking the same. I heard Cookies immediately. Just kind of, yeah, he's here. You know, he plays. Don't expect much. And I'm Jim Costa.
Can I change mine? Because I think what you're focusing on, like, we're not going to throw a parade or anything. That is smarmy Cookies. You guys are right about that. I was focusing on the wrong part of the cut.
Rieger, just remember, sometimes you should stick with your original.
No, I'm changing.
Could it be Mike then? Because if we're all confident on Cookies, Mike seems like a valid option too.
Wait, do you think those two are alike?
I feel that they share a similar amount of smarm at times.
They do. I'm going to go. I like you. I like where you guys are at.
I'm going to go, Mike. I'm switching my answer.
Oh, my God.
Because Rieger said Cookies.
Because I joined in. That's why.
I don't want anything to do with that.
I pushed you away. Let's go, Rico.
Yeah. What we got, David?
Who said it?
Yes! Yes!
Damn.
See, what I've learned in this game, when you don't overthink it, when you hear it and you know it, just go with it.
Identify the talent.
Mm-hmm. Kitty, you were right there. You were right there, man.
I know. Thanks, David. You could have gave me like a hand signal or a wink or a nod or something.
I can't do that.
And Rieger?
Yes.
Rieger, now do you see why sometimes when you change it, it's not always good.
No, you're right. You're right. That's right. Kenny fell victim.
I'll redeem myself.
All right. Number two. Here we go. This is exciting.
Number two. You can start to see at least a picture of a vision that Trajan Langdon has for the future of this team.
Damn it. All right, so I'm thinking Doug or John. No nonsense. Kind of boring.
You can start to see at least a picture of a vision that Trajan Langdon has for the future of this team.
And it's positive, too. It's kind of like that high-pitched optimism. You can kind of see it.
Well, we know the morning show was talking basketball, considering the first one was Cookies. I'm going to go John Jansen.
I'm going to go safe, pragmatic, but also positive. I'm going to go Doug Karsh.
Doug Karsh.
See, and I'm sitting here wondering, did I say this?
Wow.
Because I've been saying, you know, We don't know what he is. He got hired 2 days before the draft. He's kind of showing. You know what? Get ready to make fun of me. I'm going to say I said it, David.
So everybody's locked in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who said it?
Thank you. That's wow, 2 for 2. God. That's 2 for 2.
Wow.
Listen.
Wow.
Like Shohei Ohtani, I am worth the price of admission.
Wow.
All these ticket texters that say, get the hell off the show.
I never thought I'd see the day.
Suck on it, okay?
I never thought I'd see the day.
This makes me upset because I grabbed these.
No. This is, guys, just remember this. And this is, a broken clock is right twice a day.
No, I just listened to the station way too much.
Okay, you ready for number 3?
Let's go.
Number 3.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So if they don't have any want to win next year, if next year is going to be just like this year, I'm trading him. But if they're going to go for it, spend a little cash, then yeah, I would hold on to him.
All right, so I go first. I think that's me. I think that's me on the morning show. Now, how did it start if they have... What was the very start of that?
If it's you, you should know how it starts, right?
I mean, I don't remember 3 minutes ago, much less yesterday.
So if they don't have any want to win next year, if next year is going to be just like this year, I'm trading him. But if they're going to go for it, spend a little cash, then yeah, I would hold on to him.
That's Jeffrey Michael Rieger right there.
Michael, huh? I didn't know
that's
that.
Right. All the greats are named Michael.
He seems pretty confident. And David, you got a little defensive when he asked you to repeat it. So that's, to me, tells me that it has to be him.
Yep, going right there. I'm with Kenny.
David has his hand over his face right now.
Oops.
I can't help myself. I'm so sorry, guys.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
It's kind of like your Panay Sewell.
Dude, I gave that away because I was so pissed that he guessed himself.
David, I'm like Wyatt Langford over here.
You know how much of my life I spend behind the glass right next to you? I can read you like the back of my hand nowadays.
Do you read the back of your hand a lot these days?
I can.
Okay.
That was bad. I'm so sorry I put you in this one. Dang.
Okay. I think we're done, right? We're done? We don't have any more time?
We're not done.
We're definitely done.
Even the hardest one you have in the system.
Hardest one I have in the system. We have something we have. I'm sorry. Start over. We have to get something for him as opposed to getting nothing.
Boy, that's real vague.
Wow. All right. We have to get something for him as opposed to getting nothing.
Huh. Yes, anybody could have said that.
Yes. Well, okay, let's take away who did not say it. Anybody that thinks it's ridiculous to trade Tarek Skubal or Jack Flaherty could be Flaherty, too. Man, can you read that again?
We have to get something for him as opposed to getting nothing.
All right, think about this. That's got to be... I'm getting Gator vibes. I don't know. This is tough. Oh, man. It's not Tom. It's not the morning show.
How do you know it's not Tom? It could be Tom.
I don't know.
He could have said that. Anybody could have said that.
That could have been Tom this morning, actually.
I regret asking David to pick the hardest one.
Yeah, I'm going for the cycle.
Go ahead and say it.
All right, hold on. You go. I'm gonna change.
You know what, Rico? You go. We've been guessing first this whole day.
Yeah, go ahead, Rico.
Hey, you know what? And this is why Mike normally makes everybody go. So he's gone. You guys go.
All right. I'm gonna say I don't hate.
Rieger, we're only on until 6.
I understand that. That's a good point by you. Let's go Gator. We're going to go Gator.
I'm opening
to Gator?
Gator.
Yeah, he's going Gator.
Gator.
I'm going to open up this spite store because Rico's making us go first. I'm going to guess it was a vague Ricoism.
Mmm.
Spite store.
Wow.
You guys did talk Flaherty yesterday.
Screw it. I'll go Tom.
You're going Tom. So Tom, Rico, Gator. What we got? Ah, crap. It's Mark Ryan.
No, it's not. It's Mark Ryan.
Oh, crap.
All right, last one. Salaries will go up by then, and so if they do it now, they'll save some money.
I haven't got a single one right. My confidence is shot.
That's you know what? Talking Kenny, about extending Terry
Skubal. I just didn't want Rieger to go perfect, so I'm okay.
Thanks,
you
buddy.
Got your wish.
Thanks. Yeah. Real kind guy over there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You read that again, please, very quickly, and then we're up against
it. Salaries will go up by then, and so if they do it now, they'll save some money.
That's Gator. One of these has to be Gator.
It's David. So you imagine one of them has to be Gator. That's like his least favorite person here. Yeah. I'll go Gator.
And that's not a great take right there either. I mean, come on. Worried about money.
I hope it's you so bad now that you said that.
It's not me.
You know what? I'm going to go Cookies again.
All right. Ooh, double Cookies.
Who said it?
Well, at least I got one with Cookies the first time. Kenny's good at you, but you switched.
Big goose egg. I got nothing.
3 for 5. If we would have stopped the game when I asked you to, I would have been perfect. All right, that is Who Said It. 97 won the ticket.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.